Marcel Mfochi.
Hello, Sheta Bile. Midweek greetings and thanks for joining us on the 7:30 a.m. Sports News. In our top story, springtime Manuel Eseme will be leading Cameroon's historic bid to win more than one medal in a single Olympic event at the Paris Olympics that gets underway in 9 days. The race course for the 2024 edition of the Chantal Biya International Cycling Tour has been made public and will run from the 1st to the 5th of October, covering 5 laps. And out of the country, Kylian Mbappe has been unveiled as a new Real Madrid player during a colorful ceremony at the Santiago Bernabeu Stadium in Madrid, Spain, attended by more than 80,000 fans. The Minister of Sports and Physical Education, Professor Narcisse Muelle-Kombi, has encouraged sports and physical education instructors in the country to continue using the power of sports to consolidate peace, social cohesion, and national unity while building healthy Cameroonians. The sports boss was speaking in Garoua as he presided over the handing over ceremony of diplomas and attestations to some 158 Senages laureates of the 2023-2024 academic year, during which he also announced that the National Centers of Youths and Sports will see significant renovations in the near future. Details with Julius Niba.
13 of the Senages graduates of the 21st batch of sports and physical education instructors came from Bamenda, 24 from Betwa, 33 from Chang, and 88 from Garoua, making a total of 158 laureates from the National Centers of Youth and Sports. Their instructors highlighted that their recognition comes on the heels of an intensive 2-year practical and theoretical training exercise that aimed at building their skills in communication, human and social sciences, and innovative sporting techniques, to name but these. Handing over the diplomas and attestations to the laureates, the sports and physical education boss, Professor Narcisse Muelle-Kombi, encouraged them to continue using sports to consolidate peace, social cohesion, and national unity. After listening to the infrastructural, logistic, administrative, and personnel challenges faced by the National Centers of Youth and Sports outlined by the director of Senages Bamenda, Minister Narcisse Muelle-Kombi seized the opportunity to announce that, in partnership with the French Agency for Development, new and modern Senages infrastructures will be constructed, particularly in Bamenda, in the near future. Julius Neba, CRTV News, Garoua.
The 6 athletes representing Cameroon at the 2024 Olympic Games, which begins in under 9 days in Paris, will attempt to make history by securing more than one medal for Cameroon at a single edition of the Olympic Games. One of the promising athletes in the team is flag bearer Emmanuel Eseme Aluobede, who will be competing in the 100-meter race. In the following report, Harrison Ashutiku profiles the energetic sprinter.
Eseme is going to take this one.
Born on the 17th of August 1993, Emmanuel Eseme Aluobede is arguably Cameroon's greatest sprinter in the 100 meters track. The athlete, who trains with Sporting CP Athletic Club in Portugal, has been at the peak of his career in the last 2 years, winning gold medals at the 2023 Islamic Solidarity Games in Konya, Turkey, the Francophonie Games in Kinshasa, the Democratic Republic of Congo, and the 2024 African Games in Accra, Ghana. He also smashed Cameroon's all-time record of 10.8 seconds last year in Switzerland at the Resist Sprints International Meeting, where he recorded a personal best of 9.98 seconds. Emmanuel Eseme also has pedigree in 200 meters and 4x100 relay races. His first Olympic appearance was in the 2021 Summer Olympics in Tokyo, Japan, where he competed in the 200 meters race and was knocked out in the semis. In the same 200 meters category, he is 2-time silver medalist in the last 2 editions of the African Athletic Championships. Barely few days to the start of the 2024 Olympic Games, the aspirations of millions of Cameroonians lie on the shoulders of Emmanuel Eseme, who will be competing in the 100 meters race. Eseme, alongside 5 other athletes from Team Cameroon, will attempt to create history by securing more than one medal in their respective disciplines in Paris.
Thank you, Harrison Ashutiku. The race course for the 2024 edition of the Chantal Biya International Cycling Tour has been announced by officials of the Cameroon Cycling Federation, and the first lap will cover a distance of 100 kilometers from Koteng to Nangaeboko and Minta in the Upper Sanaga Division. The second lap will run from Yaoundé to Ebolowa, covering a distance of 150 kilometers. This will be followed by a 105-kilometer lap from Ebolowa to San Melima, passing through Mengong, and the fourth lap will stretch from San Melima to Meyomesala in the south region. The last lap, which is the longest, will cover a 155-kilometer course from San Melima to Yaoundé. The official team presentation ceremony will take place on the 30th of September in Minta, and the race will begin on October 1st, 2024. In football, the Mazam Divisional Football League has ended in Bamenda, with Bafoud United Football Club emerging as the winner. They won the final against Mankon United Football Club by 1-0, as we tell us, Clenis Ayombom, Abengo.
Yeah, come. It was a highly anticipated final of the Mazam Divisional Football League between Bafoud United FC and Mankon United FC. During the game, Ngwabuda Tanda scored at the 7th minute to give Bafoud United the victory. The coach, Douglas Che, affirms that the team's experience led to their glory.
We are prepared since last year, bringing up ideas before coming to register. Bafoud United have been existing for years and they have been doing so well.
The coach of Mankon United, Hamlet Godson, promises to go back to the drawing board in order to excel in the next football season.
Next season, Mankon United has the project to qualify for elite football, so we have to look for players to take the team to that level.
The president of the Mazam Divisional Football League, Nelson G. Chefo, mentions that the challenge for the teams that took part in the championship is the issue of a befitting playground.
We had just one playground that is worthy of the name, and that is GS Nibu. But despite that, we are happy that the teams were able to leave Bafoud, Mankon, Mendankwe, and come to Maifor to play. We're going to try our best to ensure that we subsidize, especially when it comes to transportation.
Bafoud United and Mankon United have both qualified to play in the Northwest Regional Football League in the next football season. Clenis Ayombom Abengo, CRTV News, Bamenda.
And out of the country, French footballer Kylian Mbappe has been unveiled as the new centre-forward of Spanish giants Real Madrid. This was during a colourful and heavily attended ceremony yesterday at the Santiago Bernabeu Stadium in Madrid, Spain. Journalism student on internship, Pewe Joe, followed the presentation ceremony and now reports.
Nearly 80,000 fans were at the Santiago Bernabeu Stadium yesterday to welcome the 25-year-old French ace footballer Kylian Mbappé-Lotin during his official presentation ceremony as Real Madrid's newest player. After signing his 5-year contract with the Spanish powerhouse alongside club's president Florentino Perez, Mbappé entered the stage set up at the Bernabeu to loud cheers from Madrid fans. Wearing the number 9 jersey, Mbappé smiled broadly and waved to the fans who chanted his name with much excitement and camaraderie. Kylian then embraced Perez and former Madrid player and coach Zinedine Zidane. In a highly sensational and emotional speech, Mbappé told the jam-packed stadium that his dream has come true because since being a kid, he dreamt about playing for Real Madrid. Mbappé finished his speech by asking the crowd to join him in chanting Hala Madrid, similar to what his childhood idol and now friend Cristiano Ronaldo did when he arrived at the club. Kylian then went around the Bernabeu, kicking the balls to the crowd in the stands. The record 15 European Cups won by Madrid were on display on the stage where Mbappé was introduced.
Pewejo drawing the curtains on this edition of Morning Sports presented by Marcel Fauchier.